It's encouraging because it just is like, I'm just excited because I can do it. It's not like, you know, I years and years and years ago, I had gone to a like an aerobic class, or I would do different aerobic things, you know, with, on the TV or, and stuff. And I just couldn't do it. It was just too overwhelming. And I have exercise-induced asthma as well. And so it's like, I just really hate that shortness of breath feeling, and then just not being able to keep up and hurting like crazy afterwards. And so the water aerobics is just perfect for me. It's like I'm able to do it. It feels like a workout because I feel my muscles burning, you know, when I'm doing it. But it's not so hard or too much that I have to take a break in the middle of it.
Cool.
I can keep going and go right through it.
I'm really happy for you. Jen, welcome to the Mastermind group. Jen's here. Jen. Hi, Jen, honey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Anyway, good. And Sue's telling me about working out and doing water aerobics. Here's my question to you, Sue. Were you ever athletic in high school or when you were a child?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And when it comes time for gym class, it's like I just did everything I could to not even participate.
Okay, now to get out of gym class. How about you, Ms. Jen? Were you ever athletic, or are you athletic now? I'm assuming that we walk. Sometimes that's being athletic. You know, I'm tired. But, yeah.
I am. I actually swam in high school. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Jen is beautiful, by the way, Sue. So Sue's beautiful. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you, if you can go to the Facebook page, Angel Coaches, it has a decree which is more powerful than prayer. Jen, I'm going to say this to you, and what it does is because I don't know if you know about it, I posted it a couple of days ago, and it is more powerful than the prayer. It actually, because prayer is like, I don't have it, bring it to me. The decree is like, I acknowledge this power within me that is God and or the angels, and I want to, I'm tracking it to me, bring it to me now. When I started doing business, I really used the decrees, and I made a great deal of money. And I make really good money now, okay, not where I was, but I'll get there or more, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is the decrees really work. They also, not only for money, but I know Sue's been married for 100 years. I tease her about that. She looks 21, but been married. She's 40-something, and she's been married for 20-something years, right, Sue, I think, right? Or 30?
Yeah, 28. Yeah.
28 years, and
beautiful.
Jen is looking for great love. Yeah, right, great love, and I think a few others are as well. But those decrees will help you bring prosperity in your love life, in your bank account, in your business, helping you find your passion and creating it. Jen, if you have a problem with it, finding it, text me and I'll send it to you, okay, or whatever. But
okay.
I read it every day, by the way, okay, just to let you know.
Oh, beautiful.
So every day I do. It's like a prayer. But go ahead, what's your question?
Well, I'll put it next to my Blessed
so
Mary.
So how do you use them?
How do I use them? Do you, in the morning time, I have a devotion time, and I use it then. I know James is starting to use it too, so I'm gonna plug it because he's here. I read it every day. Every day. Do you need prosperity every day? Do you want to make your prosperity grow every day? If that literally works with the DNA inside of your physical body and your spiritual body, your connection to God, why wouldn't you read it every day?
And that's all you have to
I'm
do.
I'm telling you,
read
it does
it every
work.
Day.
I read it, and like four people called me that day for appointments. Not just one, two, it was four, and they were all colors, so it was big appointments. So I'm telling you, it really is there. You've got to want it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jane.
So
yeah.
Just read it one time?
One time a day. That's all I do. I read it one time a day. But my angels and God, I go, who are you? The I am. I was like, okay, that works for me because that's what's in the decree. But I read it every day. I also do, you know, do my own meditation. I read the Course in Miracles and do that. But again, and read it every day. But what happens is you started getting bigger with your dreams. Like, let me explain. When I started reading it again, okay, yesterday I got a call. The past 3 days, I've gotten three calls. One I got from Hong Kong day before yesterday. little group of Asian people said, Tri, we want to be angel coaches. We heard on the show, blah, blah, blah. And they go, how do we become an angel coach? And then so I started talking to him. I got another appointment with him on Friday to talk to him. Then yesterday I had a call from on Skype, okay, because they Skype me. I had a Skype call from Qatar, which is a country in the Middle East, I think. And then another call from Thailand and said, we want to do stuff with angel coaches and we want you to teach a divine guidance class. Will you do that? Yeah. So what I'm saying to you is it's like instead of being in three, like talking to three, what you're used to when you start reading this and your higher soul goes, hey, you got a big old work here. I'm going to show you how to get there. Okay. And let me be in the driver's seat, right? Because my ego is always in the driver's seat. I'm just telling you, it is. You know, I hate to give up custody, and that's the ego. Like walking hand in hand with my higher self is better. But that's what it does. Okay, read it every day. You guys, I'd love to see what happens. And Love Life, I started reading it. I met a great guy, two great guys. And so which I'm super excited about because they're more – shut up, James. Rumpel's going to say something. He's a good friend of mine. Rumpel is getting ready. Rumpelstiltskin. That's what he calls me a name. I call him Rumpelstiltskin.
I'm just
getting ready to say something.
So glad she stopped turning tricks.
Thank you. Well, the corner was
the
getting
heels off.
Exactly. My CFMs came off.
Have
anyway.
You seen her walking them? Anyway.
Did you say that you don't have to walk them?
No, you don't have to walk them. Shut up, James. Anyway, he's right. I'm so bad in heels, but hey, I'm better in sneakers. He's not. Hey, Lourdes, how are you? Lourdes is here. Lourdes. Anyway, I don't know if she can hear us, but so that's what I would do with the decree, you guys. If we really work with it daily, and if anybody, because people download the show at facebook.com/angelcoaches, and they can go find the decree on there and just print it out. It's powerful. I mean, but it teaches you to dream bigger, because we want $1 million, but we only have the $10,000 mentality or the $50,000 mentality. That's what.
Could you email that to us?
I can. Yes, I'll be glad to do that.
So we can print it out. It's easier to print out if you email it.
Email it. Not a problem. I'll send it to you via email. Yeah, that's probably better. So that's been what's going on. I'm super excited about that. But what's going on with you and your intentions in your life, and what do you want to create? And James, the decree is helping with him, because he's had some real challenges that most of us would cry and or scream and rant and rave. How did you get through it? What's going on? Tell us about what you want to create, because he's got some tough stuff and good stuff too.
What I want to create is I want to put my past in the past. I want it to solve it, finish it, dissolve it. And the decree has helped me. It's given me the strength that I have not to flip out, not to go crazy, and to actually stay calm, look at it for what it is, and see why that person is doing it, why it's happening, and try and figure out a way to fix it.
Wow.
Instead of flipping out. So that's what I'm
doing. You know, I'm going to tell you something, you guys. What I'm really impressed with is that you're dealing with it. Because sometimes the hardest thing, I don't know if you guys, is to deal with stuff. Like whether it's your weight, whether it's a love, whether it's your bank account. Oh, I got to deal with it. He's like, I'm going to deal with it. Give me, if you got this person, I need this, this, and this. I was like, sure. So, you know, and I said, can you help me here? And he goes, sure. So, you know, we help each other. That's what friends do. But he's like, you're dealing with it, man. I'm amazed with that. So we're even laughing about it, too, as well. So that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Everybody's got a few crazies in their life.
But
some of
I just
can.
Wanted to ask everybody, I just wanted to ask everybody today if they could put their good feelers out for me and just give me a little more strength to get this all settled and done with.
Yeah, you count me in. I'll do it. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Say a little prayer for James. Say a little prayer for him. How about you, Jim? What do you want to create? And I'll make sure that you get the decree, because I know that would really help you too. It's helping all of us. So, I know. What do you want to create? Because we want to make sure. And Lourdes is over there ringing her tambourine, so I can hear in the background. What's up, Jim? What do you want to create?
Well, I do, James, like how you say putting the past in the past, because it is very important, you know, to be able to create positive towards the future, you know.
Right.
And I guess just focus on, you know, life and balance in life, you know, through whether it be love, prosperity, you know, health, whole combination.
Yeah, living a great life, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yes.
I'm going to share this with you guys. When you read that decree, and I'm saying the decree, there's a lot of decrees out there, but this is one I use. And when you read that decree, and it's but what I love about it is like it's like reading words, but on some level you don't even understand or not aware of maybe, and then you become more aware of it. It's like, well, damn, my bank account looks good, or my heart with love life is good. James is a great example of that. He's got a great love. Then you realize it is working. And sometimes I think we think God doesn't hear us or the angels don't hear us because we're not getting the answers right away. Do you feel like that? I mean, I do. I was like, what are you guys up there, smoking weed on a cloud?
Probably.
You know, yeah, or drinking some Jack Daniels while I'm down here suffering. Suffering. Not in silence, right? But things are working, you know. So anyway, but that's what I want to share with you. And these groups, they helped because then we can share in a prosperity. But I'm excited about it. And Sue, I know, Sue, you guys saw her post on Facebook, or maybe you didn't, but go to the Lavender Door, like her page, and you tell us how to like your page before we close the call tonight or show today. What do you want to create? What's your intention? I love your water aerobics and getting healthy and swim and you know, athletic. It's great.
Well, I think, you know, my long-term intention right now is getting healthy. And, you know, and if I could drop a few sizes, that would be really great. But I just really want to feel healthy, and I want to feel energetic, and I want to have the motivation to do things other than, you know, come straight home and sit on the couch. And this week has been great. Like yesterday, it was kind of rainy and snowy here in Utah yesterday.
Wow.
And I was, you know, I was thinking, you know, that'd be a really good excuse if I didn't want to go to water aerobics tonight, to just say, you know, I don't want to go out in the wet and the cold after I've been in the pool. And but it was like, when I got home, it was like, I was really looking forward to going, and I was even to the point where it was like, if my daughter doesn't go with me, I'm just going to go by myself. And so, you know, I feel like it's really getting me going. And these calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays have helped me so much. And I want to thank you, Cherie, for putting this together. I really appreciate it. But it's a short-term thing that I, you know, I want to manifest. I say short-term because it should only take me short-term to get it going. Is I want to clean up my spiritual room and get it organized so that I can, you know, start creating some videos for the Lavender Door and Angel Coaches. And I want to start doing readings. I'd like to start getting some people out here so that I could, you know, start using my gift a little bit more.
That's good. Well, you're an angel coach, so you're going to get that through other avenues too, as well. So, as well as a lavender lovely. I'm a lavender lovely too. That's
you are
right.
A lavender lovely.
You guys, I appreciate. I know, and Lourdes is in the background, and I love my friend Lourdes. We have a mutual friend of ours that lost his mom day before yesterday, and he himself is really sick. So. You know, it's an eye-opening experience when you see your friend that you could play tennis with and run with, and now he's falling apart, and he's I don't know, she's on mute, but I guess I think he's like 53 maybe. I you know, and that used to be really old, now not so much, and he's got to clean up his own act, right? We were praying for him, and he was saying that too to us. But he just lost his mom, and he's got to himself got to get really healthy. And Lourdes is in the medical arena. She was talking about her losing weight, getting healthy, and we forget to be consistent with it. And the one thing, when you make a habit of it, it becomes who you are, right? Right now, you're becoming a swimmer, and you know, and you're gonna be a runner with me, She says, no, I'm just kidding. If you feel like it, what the most important is the fact that you just move, right? I think any of us. And we started putting the 30-day gratitude out there. And you guys, that has made a huge difference, I think. That, the decrees, the shows, you guys are amazing sharing what you want to create. But I'm on day 9, and Sue and I both are. She challenged me to put 3 days I'm grateful for things. And James, I appreciate you participating. Donna, again, if you want to, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, 3 things you're grateful for. People read them, and it inspires them, okay? If she can do it, mm-hmm. I can do it too. If you feel comfortable, there's no pressure here. Lourdes in the background ringing her tambourine, you do the same, you know, and Sue and I are doing it every day, and I appreciate everybody that participates because it takes a group to make a good difference. It really does. It takes our decision, but then the group gives us momentum. So, you guys, that's cool. That's all I got to say. Anybody want to add anything or give us an inspirational word?
Yeah, I want to add on our first call, Lourdes said something about change. She just needed to make one change. Do you remember what her quote was? Or, Lourdes, if you can chime in, that would be great. But I've been thinking about that.
Hello? Hello?
For a week.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. There you go.
Can you hear me?
I can.
But I have a second to talk. Oh, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes. Okay. So what was the question? Like one change changes everything? That's what it is. One change changes everything. How does that...
That's how it started.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all week, and it just resonated with me.
That's good. One change changes everything. Wow, cool.
Yes. That,
go ahead, Lourdes.
Really,
what else you got to say?
But basically, what I discovered with the saying that also, like being with me now, one change changes everything. I'm just giving myself, I'm giving this body of mine the permission to do the change. That's basically what this has really unlocked that part. One change changes everything. Even if it's just only just to eat one apple. Even if it's just to say, I am not going to have that French fry, you know, that's okay. Because that's basically
right?
What this body needs. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, and also to change the people. When I say change the people around you, it is just to make a conscious selection of people around you. Because not anybody could be in a particular diet, in a particular XYZ, you know, but they are all for themselves. They are not sharing us like now, like we are just doing this now. They are not sharing that process that we are all going through. Whereas they're just, no, I am not going to have this, I'm not going to just have this dog because I'm in a diet, you know, I am, and in my mind, you know what, you can go to with who I am, you know what I'm saying? So, anyways.
Yeah. That's cool. And Lourdes, you know, you're known by the 5 friends you have, okay? The 5 friends that you are closest to you, that's who you are as a person, basically, right? So, wow.
They can either raise you up or bring you down.
They really can, right? Exactly. So,
Anyway. Exactly. Yeah.
Good point.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
anyways,
Lourdes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, guys,
thank you.
I love you, man. You got to come Saturday on Assisted Reiki class, so we are giving, they need to practice if you want a free Reiki session if you're local here. Come on down, give me a text, and I'll send you I'll tell you how to get down here. All right,
okay.
And Lourdes, I hope you're coming on Saturday. We talked about that a few days ago. So, all right, everybody, let's say a prayer.
Can I say one last thing?
That was very good.
Like one change changes everything. But most of all, it's like we have to know that we deserve it. When good things happen and like when the angels are sending us those messages and good things happen, I think knowing that we deserve it and that, you know, like it is good, not bad, is so important too, you know, because like we deserve good health. We deserve good prosperity. We deserve, you know, a great love, like knowing when it does come, like knowing that it's okay, like we deserve it. You know, I think that's like a really important message, you know. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. So, all right, guys, great, great. Thank you. I'm inspired. So, anyway, I'm going to go run. I'm running a little late today, so I'm going to say a prayer, and you guys can pitch in. I don't want to put anybody on the spot as I've done before. So anyway, dear angels, God, Spirit, the calls are playing. We're all the great life, and God is. He's everywhere. She's everywhere. Thank you for being in our focus group, in our mastermind group, and creating the great things that we want to create. Thank you for allowing those who want and those who choose residual income. And thank you for helping us, all those who want and those who choose great love. Thank you for helping us raise our vibration to accept more prosperity and giving us the discipline to do the work that creates the pay, whether it's in your heart, in your bank account, in your love life, in your spiritual life. Whatever that means, those who do the work get the pay, whatever that means. And I acknowledge that, and thank you for helping me too as well, and helping us all. And we say a prayer especially for James today, that he has the power and the strength to move forward. And for all of us, Lourdes, myself, Jen, and my friends too. Okay, so I love all you guys. And we say amen, so it is.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
you. Oh, man, I'm going to cry. I love you guys. Take care. Namaste, everybody.
Love you.
Namaste. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.